Well, certainly, I mean, we appreciate the and support wholeheartedly the version that came over from the Senate. We know this is a difficult issue. People feel strongly on both sides. We're going to be able to find consensus around a package that's going to ban the assault weapons that don't need to be on our streets and are going to make our community safer. Let me share with you, you know, a common question that I get when I was in the town hall meetings around the state. Say, you know, Lieutenant Governor, assault weapons only account for a small percentage of the firearms-related homicides in this nation. Why are we banning assault weapons? And my response was because assault weapons account for a small percentage of firearms-related homicides in this country. We have an obligation to make our community safer. These are high-velocity, high-volume, high-capacity rifles that do not belong on the streets in any of our communities. They're best used on the battlefields that we send our men and women in uniform service to defend our country. So we certainly want to ensure that we are banning all assault weapons, and we appreciate that we will find compromise in the General Assembly to ban assault weapons. You know, certainly, you know, look, we're all about creating jobs in Maryland, and a lot of things, you look at our budget, we're creating tens of thousands of jobs in our capital program, a lot of the programs and initiatives that are in our budget. Maryland's economy is growing. We're creating jobs. You saw the most recent job reports. So we're not trying to take actions that drive jobs out of Maryland. However, on the other hand, we have a responsibility, perhaps one of our most sacred obligations, fundamental obligations, is public safety. That's our responsibility, to strike a balance between all of these competing interests, and we put paramount in our hierarchy of interests in Maryland, safeguarding the public.